talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I strongly encourage everybody again to download Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7, wherever you go. Okay, a lot more to talk about. The New York City mayor race, starting to get clarified. They put out the percentages. Eric Adams has about 32% of the vote. In the first go-around, of course, it's ranked choice voting. Maya Wiley, about 22%. He's about 10%, 9.5% ahead of her. He's actually 31.7%. She's 22.2. Catherine Garcia, 19.5. Andrew Yang, whom I like very much. I like Andrew Yang, but Andrew Yang came up short, 11.7%. He conceded, said he'd work with the mayor. Now, why is this all important? Because even with ranked choice voting, what they do is, there's something like, I don't know, 16 candidates in that race. They take the last guy and they his people ranked number two. Remember, you ranked your top five. Number two gets transferred into a number one vote, depending on who they were allocated among the others. And then they look at it. And if no one is 50%, they do it the next one, the next one, the next one, the next one. So some people are saying, well, Maya Wiley and Catherine Garcia have a shot. Maybe. But I doubt it. 10 points is a lot to make up in the initial voting. So who's Eric Adams? Well, he's the borough president of Brooklyn, former captain in the New York Police Department. He founded the African American Police Officer Association there. Basically, he's a moderate. And one of the absolutely fascinating things about this is in Ocasio-Cortez's district, among African Americans and Latinos, he swept the field. They voted for him, even though she endorsed Maya Wiley. And really what it's come down to is there is a disconnect in the electorate there, and I think nationally, and I'll give you some examples of that, between the jargon of the left in the Democratic Party, which is really appealing more to yuppies. And it's not appealing to the base that's really, really suffering, African-Americans and Latinos who don't have a lot of money. It is more, for instance, Marie Antoinette socialists and Patty Hearst revolutionaries. What it is you take a look at Southern Texas and Florida in the poorest Latino districts. And, you know, Hillary Clinton in Southern Texas and in Florida would win some of those districts by 30%. Biden won by 8%, not because he's a bad guy, not because anything happened, but people finally said, look, for instance, the swarm of 180,000 people a month coming across the border down there, they're coming through their backyards and they're already here and they're people who look just like them and they wish them well, but they don't want them swarming through their backyards. So these are complex issues. The point of the matter is in New York, in Ocasio-Cortez's district, Eric Adams just swept everybody, even though she endorsed Maya Wiley. There is a cultural and class disconnect on the left is what's going on. So stand by. I think Eric Adams is a real good shot at winning this thing, even with ranked choice voting, even with absentee ballots not due till July 6th. They can count them up till July 6th. They can come in till next week, and then they have till July 6th, a week from Tuesday to count them. You won't know right away, but as this thing keeps holding, look for Eric Adams, second African-American mayor of New York, and unlike Mayor Dinkins, David Dinkins, the other one, this guy has some chops, captain in the police department, not only doesn't want to defund the police, he wants to make sure that there's a good police presence in a lot of these poor communities because the victims of that kind of crime or the people who live in those communities. What he wants to get rid of is the sadism of strangling Eric Garner, the one guy, and then getting off scot-free, and shooting people and beating them up for no reason. That he'll take care of. But good police services he wants. And that's interesting. Interesting development in New York, in the district attorney race in Manhattan. Looks like Alvin Bragg has it. That is not ranked choice voting. He's an experienced prosecutor, state and federal level. And all we ask of him is keep your nose out of the Trump prosecution. Support it. You can say that's what I'm doing, but there are professional prosecutors doing that. Do not try to take control of the airplane yourself. Rely on the professional prosecutors. Okay, a lot more going on. This is kind of sad. Most of the projections by our intelligence services are that Kabul, capital of Afghanistan, major city in Afghanistan, will fall to the Taliban within 6 months after the U.S. completes its pullout. That will become a Taliban country. Women will be murdered. Any schoolgirl seen with a book will be murdered. Any ethnic minority will be genocided. Any Christian and any Shiite Muslim will be genocided. That is the face of that kind of Islam. Now, can anything stand in its way? Well, first of all, we have got to get visas for our interpreters out. There's a couple of thousand of them. Many of them went along as scouts and interpreters with American forces. You can't leave them there. You can't leave them. They will be butchered. These people that do it are animals. They're Nazis. Think of it that way. Everybody goes, oh, you know, diversity and, well, they're people of color and all that. I've had enough of that. Genghis Khan was a person of color too, okay? Here's the deal. Think of them as Nazis. That's what they are. They will butcher schoolgirls for going to school and carrying books. If somebody isn't wearing a hijab, they'll kill her right away. They'll kill women. They will kill Shiite Muslims. They will kill Yazidis. They will kill Hazaras, which is an ethnic minority. They will kill other ethnic minorities. It is a genocide doctrine. Genocide will take over in Afghanistan. Now, what do you do with that? Do you keep stationing troops there for 100 years, like John McCain said? No, we're not going to do that. Do you bomb them? Yeah, if you can. The problem is they all travel onesies and twosies on a donkey. You know, there's no electronics to home in on. Guy's riding a donkey with a weapon, and his buddy is riding shotgun by riding behind him. And, you know, can't do that. You do it as much as you can. I think the pressure you bring on is when leaving them there, you've left a mess for China, which has a long border with Afghanistan, and Russia, who invaded them once. And what's going to happen is there are Uyghurs, you know, the Uyghurs in China, who everybody in Europe is concerned about what the Chinese are doing. Well, there are Uyghurs in Afghanistan who want to restore the caliphate, and they believe in jihad. All right, let the Chinese handle that. That'll be great. Let the Chinese handle that. Let the Uyghurs in Afghanistan, quote, liberate, end quote, the Uyghurs in China. Yeah, let them do it. Good luck, Jack. Pakistan, which is an Islamic country, won't criticize China over the Uyghurs. They say China denies that they're doing it because they need money, and we will give them $2 billion to keep control of their nuclear weapons and keep them on a short leash. And China in the Belt and Road is investing in infrastructure. Of course, China's charging high interest, will cheat them, and ultimately have a hard time collecting out of them. Use our adversaries to control our adversaries. But we can't keep American troops over there. But the sad thing is, an equivalent of a Nazi regime, a jihadist regime, it will take over Kabul and all of Afghanistan, according to our intelligence service, in 6 months. Just be aware of that. Nothing you can do about that. How do you save somebody from his own culture? It's hard, but I will say this, get the interpreters out. There are people. Now, I never thought that I would see this in Wisconsin, but the Wisconsin Senate apparently just passed a bill to forbid law enforcement in Wisconsin from enforcing federal gun laws. They did it in Missouri. That's treason. That's secession. That is selective secession of some of our laws. Success. You know what I would do? I think if we had Bobby Kennedy in there as a U.S. attorney, I would convene a grand jury. I'd say, if that's obstruction, if you are using the color of law to forbid law enforcement from enforcing federal law, I'd get Voss in there. I'd get LeMahieu in there. I get all of these people in there, Kunyenga, Kapenga, Kabanga, all of them, get them all in there. And they will sing a different tune. Now, arresting and jailing legislative leaders for passing a bill has not been done, certainly not since the 18th century. I recognize it's tough ground, but some message has to get out. Where's Garland? Where are these people? Selective secession. What if they said Wisconsin men are not liable to the draft? Yes, it'll get overturned in federal court someday, but there'll be cops in a lot of places in the state who won't enforce it. They are obstructing federal law. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break.
Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white.